Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
97.1 FM Talk. On demand audio.
I mean, I'm trying to keep up with all this stuff with Elon Musk. So just a few minutes ago, like as we were starting the show, he says, in light of the president's statement about cancellation of my government contracts, SpaceX will begin decommissioning its Dragon spacecraft immediately. Right after that, somebody says, and I don't think it's anybody, it's just somebody that, you know, weighed in on this, the world's greatest fiction writers couldn't have conceived of a timeline like this. And he says, with 100% little emoji and a little laughter emoji. And then when, if you go up here a little bit, somebody actually chimes in and says, the relationship between Trump and Epstein is well established, which is kind of true. I think we knew that there was a relationship.
Yes.
It's not clear whether he ever went to the island. And then they're quoting things about what Trump said about Epstein. So, you know, maybe I should just press refresh here, because if you do that, you're going to find that something's even more updated. I'm going to welcome Josh Hammer into the show this afternoon, Newsweek senior editor at large. He hosts the Josh Hammer Show Saturdays at 1 p.m. here on 97.1 FM Talk. Have you checked any of this out? Are you watching any of this happen here this afternoon?
Mark, like you, my friend, I am just observing in real time and trying to figure out what the heck to make of it all.
I don't know what to make of it all. I really don't, because you can't tell me that even by the end, my show wraps up at 6, that by the end of, you know, the show, this isn't going to get a lot nastier, right?
Well, the latest, I kind of just hopped on here. I don't know what exactly you've been talking about, but I mean, this Epstein files thing is, shall we say, a bit of an escalation. I mean, to put it mildly,
he's actually calling for Trump's impeachment at this point, and that J.D. Vance replace him. Now, if we talk about the politics of all this just for a moment, and this is, you know, again, in real time, we don't even know what's going to happen next. The Democrats have already seized on this when it comes to his position on the big, beautiful bill. They're saying, look, we agree with Elon. Now, we know that they would love to spend more money, which is kind of ironic, but they're going to use this against the Republicans. I don't know where this leaves the big, beautiful bill. I'm not sure of your opinion on that. Let's maybe start there, Josh. What's your opinion of that bill?
Well, I think the bill's going to pass, and we'll see what happens when it comes to efforts to try to get additional spending. I mean, that's obviously where Elon is coming from. I mean, I think that's where a lot of us are coming from, Mark, is this bill definitely could do a lot more when it comes to more upfront savings. That's why strong fiscal conservatives, folks like Chip Roy in Texas, that's why many of them were skeptical, if not no votes, on the first iteration of this thing. But having said that, Mike Johnson does have an exceedingly narrow majority in the U.S. House. Politics is politics, and it kind of is what it is. And to be clear, there's a lot of victories here when it comes to the conservative agenda, things like defunding Planned Parenthood that conservatives have wanted for literally decades. So I do hope that the bill passes. I think that is going to pass, because ultimately, Mark, at the end of the day, this is Donald Trump's party. Donald Trump was the one who was elected by the people of America, Republican and independent voter alike. Elon Musk was not elected to anything. Yes, he was a massive figure on the campaign trail. He spent God knows how much money trying to get, and indeed successfully helping to get, Donald Trump elected there. But he's not the elected president. Donald Trump is, and the Republican Party in particular is really Donald Trump's party right now, I think.
So we'll keep tracking this, but let me take you to where we were going to talk about things here this afternoon. I don't know if you read the piece or if you know Mark Oppenheimer, who wrote in the Wall Street Journal this morning. He's a St. Louis guy here at Washington University. And what he said in his piece in the Journal is, since the advent of what we might call the new anti-Semitic terror, beginning with the Tree of Life synagogue massacre in 2018 in Pittsburgh, many Jews have comforted themselves, if one can call it comfort, by believing that anti-Semites are clustered at just one end of the political spectrum. And his point is, you know, which has meant that the other side or the other end is safe. Liberals pointed to the attacks in Pittsburgh and in California perpetrated by white supremacist zealots. Conservatives pointed to the wave of street violence against Jews in Brooklyn, perpetrated by black men and, in their view, ignored by the left. And he said, to anti-Semitic rhetoric on campuses, along with the tendency of DEI ideology to promote safe spaces for everyone except for Jews. But he pointed toward these attacks in D.C. and Boulder and says, it's past the time to abandon the fantasy that your side, whatever it is, doesn't have an anti-Semitism problem. I'm guessing you might agree with that.
Well, I do agree with that. I hadn't seen the piece, but I do agree with that. I mean, Mark, look, anti-Semitism is the world's oldest bigotry. It's the oldest and most lethal form of bigotry, but it's the oldest bigotry because it infamously has no rational cause or explanation. And if there's anything that we can say about a common denominator that ties all the various strands of anti-Semitism of the earth. So people have hated the Jews for purported theological reasons, purported racial reasons, purported economic reasons. All of it ultimately, if there's anything that there's a common denominator, it is the refusal of the Jews to fully assimilate. That's the entire purpose of Jewish particularism. Obviously, Christianity has a different view of particularism versus universalism. Really neither here nor there for present purposes. But
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Yes, we kind of went through a bit of an era where over the past 10, 15 years, it was the American left that was overwhelmingly responsible for anti-Semitism in this country and the Western world. And to be sure, they definitely are the source of most of the anti-Semitism and indeed anti-Americanism and anti-Westernism that we face these days. But there are increasingly obvious and difficult to ignore strands of thought.
Yeah.
There definitely has been a renewed surge of right-wing or right-wing adjacent anti-Semitism, and really on the extremes, even right-wing anti-Americanism. There are some folks, I think, Mark, who make this analytical error whereby they conflate American elites with America itself. So they start hating the elites of America so much that they then start hating America and actively cheering on its enemies these are the folks who are typically dabbling in anti-Semitism of one stripe or another as well. It's really unfortunate stuff.
So, you know, I think, and Sue and I have talked about this time and time again, I feel like a lot of the anti-Semitism is just, it's shocking to me how much has existed in the last couple of years. Now, he in this piece, he talks about Joe Rogan. I've not listened to Joe Rogan very much. I heard the Trump interview, but he talks about how he had a guest on who believes the Jews were behind 9/11 and said last month, if you talk about Jewish people, they're going to remove you from everything because the Jews run everything. So you got a guy like that that's given a very big platform. I don't think he can be definitely not necessarily put on the right or left because he's all over the place. But, you know, I had a friend of mine, and I want to be careful about the identity, who was telling me about a business partner that they had at a conference. And this person brought up the horrific attack in Boulder. And the response by the business partner was, well, you know, it was kind of like, well, you know, these things happen, which was just stunning to the person that I'm talking about. But I guess it's a little bit more prevalent than some of us thought.
Yeah, I guess an illegal alien who overstayed a visa and decides to, without wearing a shirt, take out a flamethrower and Molotov cocktail a bunch of Holocaust survivor Jews. I guess these things just happen. Yeah, I mean, that's not the America that I was raised in, Mark. On a very fundamental level, that is not the America that I, as an American patriot Jew myself, that is not the country that I was raised in. And I sincerely hope that that is not something that we ever just simply accept as the norm in this country. Now, the Trump administration, to their credit, they take domestic anti-Semitism extremely seriously. So Harmony Dillon, who heads up the DOJ Office of Civil Rights, is really, really on top of this. Leo Terrell, who is heading up the anti-Semitism task force, he's really, really taking it seriously. They're basically chomping at the bit for more cases to bring when it comes to trying to prosecute anti-Semitism. But more generally speaking, the rhetoric on a lot of these issues, the way that people talk about these issues, and again, it's not just coming from the left. You do have people like Candace Owens. I mean, maybe more controversially, but I'll just say it. I think Tucker Carlson is playing into this.
Yeah, I think
as
so
well.
Too. I think so too.
It's bad. It's really bad. And the rhetoric is really, I think, ultimately really trying to incite people to commit some of these terrible crimes.
All right, Josh Hammer, let me take it back to Doge and everything. And just for a moment, remove the war that's going on currently in real time on Twitter with Elon Musk. You wrote about Doge in the LA Times, and we kind of touched on this at the beginning of the interview. One of the things that I've indicated, and I've said this repeatedly, and this is consistent with my record over the decades, is we really cannot get to any kind of serious discussion about this unless we address the entitlements. President Trump has ruled those off the table. I don't know if Elon has specifically weighed in on that, but you wrote in the LA Times about real fiscal change. What else needs to do? Doge was a good start. Where do they go from here, and can they achieve it?
Well, there's going to have to be a follow-on bill, and that's going to have to happen, I guess, after the big, beautiful bill, because Congress and the White House, they can really only focus on one major legislative initiative at a time. But there's going to have to be a follow-on bill to try to codify the Doge rescissions into law, because the big, beautiful bill does not touch anything that Doge did. Part of that is due to fear of the Senate parliamentarian stripping it from the legislation. That kind of gets into arcane Senate procedure. But long story short, what Doge did was they identified waste in currently appropriated spending. So it's essentially they're trying to rescind that which has already been appropriated. Now, Congress can obviously cut this moving forward when it comes to prospective spending. But in order to have a separate rescission bill, that's going to have to ultimately emanate from the White House Office of Management Budget and Russ Vogt, who runs an office there. So we're going to have a follow-on bill. I am cautiously optimistic, Mark, based on what I'm hearing, that bill is going to be something that happens over the next few months. That's what I hear from sources in D.C., but who knows how much this Trump Musk drama will throw under the bus.
Things have changed. So here's the latest. Just since we were talking, he's like predicting the Trump tariffs will cause a recession in the second half of this year. So this battle is just starting, Josh Hammer. You know, sit back, pop the popcorn, and get ready for this. But I appreciate you joining me this afternoon.
Always a pleasure, my friend.
All right,
take care.
You know, we're going to try to fit in other stuff here this afternoon. General Keith Kellogg is going to join us. This thing that happened with Ukraine and Russia and the attack, the drone attack, it's nuts. It really is. I said yesterday, it's like a movie script. So is what's happening today on the X, formerly Twitter. We got General Kellogg coming up. Hang in there.
Get more at 971talk.com.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Baseball's all about the games, and the best in daily gaming is on the MLB app, where every day starts with new puzzles and challenges. Test your skills with MLB Pickle, the ultimate mystery player challenge, and Immaculate Grid, where stats and strategy collide, or chase the $5.6 million jackpot and beat the streak, presented by BetMGM. And for an all-new spin on fantasy sports, there's Spinball. The game's official home for games is on the MLB app. MLB trademarks used with permission. No purchase necessary. Restrictions apply. For official rules, go to MLB.com/play/official rules.